If you want to use a bike trail, license your cat, or get rid of an old fridge, you're probably paying money to do so. Technically, these are fees, not taxes, which local governments can collect to help pay the bills. A state audit of over 500 different user fees shows communities relied on this revenue nearly as much as they did the property tax. This revelation prompted a startled response from the co-chair of the legislature's audit committee.
Amazing. Amazing.
Representative Sue Jeskowitz found it somewhat hard to believe that in 2001, fees paid for one-fifth of local government expenses. Taxes accounted for about a quarter.
The town's user fees have risen in the last 3 years, and actually the cities have gone down a little bit, the cities and villages, not by very much.
The Menominee Falls Republican says citizens can probably expect more user fees, which she says are more fair than taxes because only those using the service pay. Higher or additional fees have been considered one way to help control property taxes. A government task force called the Kettle Commission recommended this a couple of years ago, but noted that any fee increases should be matched dollar for dollar with property tax decreases. And state law says fees should be in line with the cost of the service provided, not just a way to fill community coffers. Rich Eggleston from the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities says local governments are unlikely to go on a spending spree because of fee increases.
I think that local governments in Wisconsin have gotten the message from taxpayers that enough is enough. And now the issue is how we can do our jobs most efficiently and charge the people who receive our services in the fairest way possible.
The state audit lists which local user fees rose more than 30%. In Eau Claire County, camping fees went up. In the city of Brookfield, dog licenses did. And a lot of communities wanted more dollars from those who had trouble paying in the first place, writers of bad checks. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.